how are you going to get temperatures that high? One way to do it is just simply by burying things. So if you think back to sedimentary rocks, we had our mountain on the left and our beach way, way off on the right. If you have all that material shedding off the mountain, it's being broken down and it's making boulders and cobbles and pebbles. As that material falls to the foot of the mountain, more material is going to fall on top of that and more material on top of that. And over time, you're going to push that original material that fell off the mountain down as material builds up on top of it. And as it gets pushed down, as we discussed a few lectures ago, the temperature in the interior of the Earth rises as you go deeper. So if you bury material deep enough, that will help to raise your temperature. If you think about it, that doesn't have to be the only way that you can cause your temperature to rise. Another way you could do it is, for example, if you have a fault. And let's say it's a fault that's at about a 45-degree angle. So it's pretty steep. Might not be a whole lot of fun to try to walk up that fault plane because you keep slipping and sliding. If the rock that's sitting on top of that fault plane was shoved up so that it ended up on top of another massive rock, then the weight of that new rock sitting on top of that poor old rock is going to shove it down. As that weight pushes it down, it's going to push it down to a depth where the temperature is higher. So it's really another case of burial. But in this case, it's something we call tectonic burial. We're using faults to move things around instead of just waiting for a mountain to crumble and slowly bury something. So we've raised temperature in two ways: by burying, which is kind of a passive way of raising temperature, if we think about it. Another way that we can raise temperature is to return to our idea of igneous rocks. If you think about the temperature that an igneous rock has to get to in order to be molten, that we're going to melt all those minerals, and then we let that magma rise up through our crust, it's bringing an enormous amount of heat with it. And so, if we have magma that intrudes into rocks, or a volcano that blows up and lava flows out of it, the lava carries that heat with it. And so that is a much more immediate way of raising the temperature for the rocks that are interacting with that magma. So we can bury things, or we can effectively apply a geologic flamethrower, which is one way to think about our magma. Now, one of the things that happens when we apply heat to a rock is it's going to help to change the way that our chemistry is set up. So when you add heat to these rocks, two things happen. One is you're going to drive away water. So if you have any minerals that have water in their chemical structure, which does happen, that water gets driven away. You're going to dehydrate the rock. It's just like you standing outside in the summer sun, having not had anything to drink for a while. The heat is dehydrating you. It's taking the water away.